This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and in the studio with me is
Frida Liu,
Christine Wong,
Arvind Yivaraj.
And it's the whole team basically, except for Majida and Audrey and Richard's away on holiday.
So not the whole team.
Not the whole team now. It kind of feels like one of the weeks, because it's a short week. We're supposed to have 5 working days. We only have 3.
Isn't it fantastic?
It's fantastic. Now, on the show today, Frida will be talking about how some businesses are getting ready for a new iPhone launch, and you may not soon need a phone as well in the coming future. And then Christine has a story about KFC,
of course, as she always does. Yeah.
And Arvin is going to scare us again with some scientific story.
Yeah, motivational Monday.
Motivational Monday completely misses the point.
Yeah.
But let's start with September.
I know. This is a story. It says Christmas is September. I think this is an excuse to talk about the iPhone.
Yeah.
This story. But anyway, this is and you've heard of this before. This guy Robert Samuel. He's got a company called Same Old Line Dudes, and basically he lost his job at five in 2012, right? And he posted on Craigslist offering to wait in line for the iPhone 5 when it was released. His fee was $100, and we've heard of these people who wait in line, right? So 5 years later, now he has about 3 dozen line sitters in New York, right? They wait for everything from Cronuts to Broadway shows to course now the annual iPhone launch, right? So this is, and now they charge $500.
Wow.
But I know that people also get the homeless to do it.
Yes, it's a big thing then. Yeah.
So this is for each worker holds a spot in the to grab the newest iPhone. So apparently this is going to be the big year, the iPhone 8. It's going to be the 10th anniversary and all that, right? He calls this, the iPhone release is our Christmas. It's Christmas, Hanukkah, every religious holiday roll into one. New Year's Eve too, while we're
Because they've got massive fanboys, people line up for hours. Like they will line up a day before.
I don't get it. I've never done something like that.
I gotta ask Uma, how much does he spend on, you know, paying people to line up for a phone in Singapore?
I don't know why you want to line up. It's like mass manufactured. It's not like a limited edition thing, you know?
I would understand if it was something like Hamilton, which is like, it is a limited thing for that particular cast or something. I would understand that, but not for a phone that's going to be released later anyway.
So it's interesting because people are getting are making a business out of this lining up, but there's also other businesses who are affected by.
So there is Flipsy, which is an electronics trade and site. They see a traffic increase by nearly 100% the week a new iPhone is released. I wonder how long this is going to last. And then even UPS says it can experience a spike in package volume around that time.
Crazy.
And what's very interesting, this is a side note, right? This is Dan Sturbance, the VP and GM at Lee Jeans, right? His team tracks the size of the latest smartphones to determine whether it needs to increase the size of the cell phone pockets in some of its clothing. And this came about because Apple CEO Tim Cook set off a wave of speculation on Thursday after appearing in a public event. So this is the mystery phone in his pocket that some Apple watchers, you know, claimed was too tall to be an iPhone 7 and too narrow to be a 7 Plus. Someone was looking at his backside lah.
Wow.
That is dedicated fanboying right there.
That is insane. How to the level that you're going to. Because, you know, case manufacturers, that's a given thing. Case manufacturers will all be like, you know, new design, new style, got to change my case. Speakers, like I think Bose, when Apple dropped off the headphone jack, Bose had to release some Bluetooth connectivity. Jeans.
Right.
Who would have thought?
But it's like super logical also. Like when you buy a new pair of jeans, you put your phone in first, right?
Yeah.
To see if it fits.
I mean, like, generally the clothes I wear don't actually have pockets. So get on that fashion.
Women have our handbags.
Huh, very interesting. So like, if we had careers in usual, we would try go up to, you know, Lee Jeans and say, like, you know, do you have that guy who watches people's jeans, like Tim Cook's jeans? That would be interesting. Like, how, what do you do? Like, in the live streaming event, you know, he's catching out the jeans.
What these jeans look like. And, you know,
he's going off of the photographs, using pixel measurements to calculate the dimensions of the phone in his jeans.
Which kind of leads to your story, which says you don't need a phone.
Because I think this is where Christine's fashion will come into place, where you don't have pockets at all because you don't need a phone in the future.
Excellent.
So G Summit Conference is organized by GWC. It's being held last weekend in California. And a group of scientists and researchers said that basically the dream is to have a C-3PO kind of robot next to you, right? C-3PO, obviously, from Star Wars. So that robot could do everything for you. It's your personal assistant. You don't even need a phone. However, right now, we seem to stuck in this, you know, one robot only for one usage. So Pepper, which is one of the, you know, most famous artificial robot, can only do few nifty things. It's not someone you could have a conversation with. And then you have also Boston Dynamics. They did that, you know, scary looking robot that could climb stairs and jump on hoops and all that.
Oh yeah.
But you know, that is only for delivery purposes. It's not something that, you know, you want to spend time and talking to with. But C-3PO is that person you want to have that human connection with. So they're saying that the future of smartphones could actually be a C-3PO kind of device, because that is when you are allowing your robots to do more than just one thing. Now, right now, we're just developing robots that are specifically to solve one problem. But the smartphone doesn't solve any; it solves many different problems. It has a wide range of you know, usage, and that's where probably robotics should come into play as well. And I think it's interesting. So they're saying that it's about 100 years plus minus, you know, with the, but with the speed that we're on, we may not even need phones. And Christine may, you know, her fashion may suddenly just be the new thing.
Yeah.
Well, in hopefully less than 100 years.
Not
time.
By choice. Let me just say right now, I love pockets, okay? But I find that really interesting that you could kind of apply intelligence to a smartphone, and then that would be like a tiny robot.
Yeah.
And that would do all the things for you, and you wouldn't need to carry a smartphone around in your pocket.
You wouldn't need to carry,
It just sits on your shoulder like a parrot or something.
Please, they have to design one like a parrot.
So until it becomes like a fashion statement almost, because now, you know, you people do look at your mobile phone, you've got is it a fashion statement, the casing? So until it comes to that stage where it's almost trendy, right, then that will take over. Because I don't know, you know, this robot,
it may look creepy, right? Having it may become like one of the Google Glass thing where it's too soon for the market to be ready for it, right? Because it's definitely a usage for it. But you look like a dog when you walk around with a Google Glass. Why are you wearing that? Like, you know, who are you spying on today? Anyways, we'll be right back with Christine's KFC story. So if you're hungry, stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Building first world mindsets. BFM 89.9.
And we're back with Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Jeff, Frida, Christine, and also Arvin. Christine, just before we went for the break, I mentioned to everyone that we got to stay tuned for a KFC story.
Yes.
But then you kind of told me that, oh, actually, it's not a fun story. It's a horror story.
Yeah, pretty much. This is Monster Monday.
I'm hungry.
And not Meat Monday.
Monster Monday.
So.
Yeah, Monster Monday.
Honestly, I mean, this is just... Okay, what it is KFC is trying to figure out a new way of training its employees. And it's using a virtual reality game on the Oculus Rift.
Clever.
But it's not what you might think. It is called The Hard Way, a KFC virtual training escape room. And it is a 25-minute process in which participants need to virtually prepare fried chicken to escape and win. But it is also kind of terrifying. So in order to get out of the virtual escape room, employees will have to play as a pair of disembodied hands to demonstrate virtual mastery of the 5-step cooking process: inspecting, rinsing, breading, racking, and pressure frying, all the while being cajoled by a cackling colonel. The game was created by W&K Lodge. I'm really trying hard here to continue on.
Is basically the trailer.
This is, direct audio from the trailer of this training, might I add, virtual reality game. And it was created, by W+K Lodge. And it's just, I mean, it's just crazy. There's a painting, you know, of Colonel Sanders, and he's like shouting at you in a southern drawl to fry chicken.
Okay, so I've got a clip here of how, you know, the whole game kind of sounds feels like. So let's see.
Now, get to work. Step up to the workstation and start making chicken.
Step one, inspecting.
Look up there, above you. Release the birds, and look closely at each piece, will you? Hey, what's that blue thing there? I wonder, could that open the bag of chicken?
Hmm. Yeah, so it's scary. It doesn't sound like itself. A very fun thing to do.
I was looking at the visual for it. There's Colonel Sanders without eyes, right?
It's Colonel Sanders without eyes.
You know, but I think it's amazing because it's all about gamifying, right? Yep. It's about how do you make frying chicken exciting?
Exciting again, yeah.
You know?
It's actually part of KFC's, what they're calling their kernelization effort, which is involving a national employee retraining to boost food quality across the chain. It started in 2016. And the game is intended to supplement the existing, they call it the Chicken Mastery Program, not replace it. And it's meant to be, like Frida said, a fun way to celebrate the work that KFC's cooks do every day. Mm. And the idea came from was that they were just like, hey, the colonel is really, you know, he's very specific about how he makes his chicken, so why don't we take that a step further and make it a controlled escape room. And I mean, this is really par for the course for KFC, as I've covered on BizBytes before.
Did the employees have any comments about it yet?
This is the thing, right? There was actually one article that I read where one of the reporters called KFC's to be like, hey, have you guys done this virtual reality thing? They were like, we have no idea what that is.
Not yet.
So it's not been rolled out for every single branch yet.
You can actually try it out online. There is I think if you go onto YouTube, you can try it out. Yes. Watch out for some Easter eggs, because I googled around and the room is also filled. If you pay close attention to the 360 degrees, there's a chandelier with silver chicken wings.
Right.
There's a rubber chicken on the countertop that, if thrown, it activates a laser beam that will fry it more better than any other type of fryer.
I'm just wondering when it gets rolled out, whether employees will like it and whether, I'm sure, people start talking about it among people, right?
This is the thing. The main problem with this VR experience, as cool as it is, it's scalability because it's based on the Oculus Rift, and the Oculus Rift is ridiculously expensive. Like, rolling out even a single kit to each of the 17,000 plus KFC locations worldwide is astronomically expensive. Yeah. Mm. And I mean, the team at WNK Lodge, they chose to use the Rift for higher quality and better portability, but you cannot send an Oculus Rift to every single franchise KFC location in the world.
But it's clever still. Yeah.
It's really, really smart, and
also,
I love KFC. So
Colonel Sanders' shadow can be seen through the blinds of a window behind a wall.
Oh my God.
As he keeps an eye out on the whole process as well.
Mm. Yep.
Doesn't have an eye. It's like Alfred Hitchcock, the silhouette.
It's Hitchcock and Bioshock Infinite and Fried Chicken all roll into one weird experience.
Just very quickly on employee training, Google actually has they've released their own HR manager tools for free as of, I think, just a few days ago. So you can actually download their manager feedback survey, their new manager training course materials, their career conversation worksheet, the One Simple Think worksheet document, and also the one-to-one meeting agenda template that is used by Google themselves on how they hire senior managers from their talent and all. They're releasing all this for free. You can just go on to their website, which is rework.withgoogle.com. We'll send a link in the podcast details and stuff.
Right.
Anyways, we'll go for a short break. But with that, though, this is another one, Bites the Dust, by Queen, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
And we're back with Enterprise Biz Bites. Arvin, Motivational Monday.
Yeah, super motivational.
The theme for our today's show, as per every Monday.
Mm-hmm. You're as scary as Matt Armitage, right? And his Fun Friday.
Yes.
Microorganism Monday.
Okay. Nice.
You twisted around.
We have Meat Monday.
Meat Monday, Monstrous Monday, now so Microorganism Monday.
So go on with
Microorganism Monday is about something that's in our soaps, in our detergents, our mouthwash, that contains something. This is what the FDA says. It contains something that might be messing with the way our cells work. Yeah. So that's basically the gist of it, because I'm going to try to pronounce like a bunch of chemical names. I'm going to butcher it. It's not going to sound anything like, if a chemist was listening to this, he'll be like, what is he talking about?
Feedback's coming soon.
Yeah, feedback's coming soon.
Yeah, if you want to correct Arvin, you can tweet us, right?
Yeah. So this is what it's called. There's a common class of antiseptics. So normally it's in all these antiseptic like soaps and floor wash and all this stuff, called quaternary ammonium, or quats. For short, it's called quats. Q-U-A-T-S. stress. It's found even in spermicides. It's been found to impair the workings of our cell's mitochondria. So that's the parts of the cell that converts glucose into other forms of chemical energy.
Right.
So that's basically what it does. It goes in there and then it damages the process.
It's not just this. It's not just antibacterial soaps and stuff, right?
No,
it's even deodorants, toothpaste,
toothpaste
body wash, lozenges as well.
Lozenges, mouthwash.
Basically, anything that has an antiseptic in it.
Yeah, anything that has an antiseptic, anything that has even comes like under the body care line of things. Mm. You know, it kills 99% of germs. Mm. Those things
and plus more
and plus and more and more. So it looks like it's killing a lot more than the germs.
Yeah. So wow. Okay.
So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the FDA, they already banned one of the chemicals from some of the products in the U.S.
Mm.
And then people are now asking them to do research on the other products in the market. So researchers from the University of California, they tested two common forms of quartz called acetylpyridinium chloride or CPC. Benzalkonium chloride, that's BAK for short. They started to test it on human tissues. So quartz, like I said, it's in about everything, right? So like you said, like toothpaste and deodorant and stuff like that. And they started to pick out all these products one by one and started to do experiments on it. Why quartz is used in products is because it kind of kills all the germs on your body. It basically rips through their membranes.
Okay.
So they can't survive.
Oh.
It's super effective. Right. That's why it's in it.
Okay.
And then I'll come back to later why they started to use quartz in the first place. But then basically what they're doing now is, because the quartz, once it's used like in your body, once it's washed off, the chemicals, they don't change. They're not altered at all. So when they wash into the water or they keep or wherever it goes, nothing changes. So they are as potent as they were when you first used them. And then what happened was this started to make people wonder if it's biodegradable. You know, like how come it's not changing? How come it's that potent? And then we are using it on our bodies, right? So last year, 2016, the FDA, they ruled that these antiseptic compounds, CPC and BAK, were no longer recognized as safe in some products, and then they made a call to test other BAK products and their risks. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they gathered 1,600 FDA approved and clinically approved antiseptics and additives and drugs, and then they tested it on two kinds of human cell line under the in vitro conditions. So those were stuff that contained quartz, and they were found to interfere with the workings of mitochondria, and they messed with an important transfer of electrons and distributing its ability to produce energy-carrying molecules called ATP.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They found in these in some of these 1,600 products. They also found researchers also found that it interfered with the cell's response to an important reproductive hormone. So that was like the most concerning part.
Right.
Yeah. So they even found that in mice, it started to damage their ability to reproduce.
Okay.
Wow.
So these are like, you know, normally they test it on mice, right? They haven't confirmed how much it affects humans, but the effects of the CDC and the BAK is confirmed in mice.
The next
It's taken so long for us to discover that this is not safe.
Yeah, no, but because before this, quartz were not being used. So what happened was in 2016 as well, the FDA, they banned soaps and detergent that contain chemicals from a list of ingredients and these popular antiseptic stuff called triclosan and triclocarbon because they were thought to be harmful. So what they did was quartz was being considered as a safe alternative. So they took out those two, and that's where quartz came.
So the safe alternative is not safe.
After all. Yeah.
That well in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those were being used. The triclosan and stuff was being used for many years, and then they found out they were not safe. They took them out. Somebody recommended quartz.
So I guess when you buy these products, you must really look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do we do it?
Yeah,
though,
we do.
Right?
Yeah. But what is it that you have to look for again on the ingredient list?
CPC and
CDC and BAK. What's it called again?
CPC and BAK.
CPC and BAK.
Yeah.
But then again, if you look at the back of your like any.
They will call it something else.
Something else, or it's like a whole. It's like a chemistry book at the back. You don't know what you're a scientist,
then you would probably know what is this.
Otherwise, you have no idea what it is, right?
Yeah.
So those are the things to look out for, basically. And then the FDA is doing their tests again. They haven't actually banned anything yet. They haven't found out for sure.
sometimes you can't really believe all this natural branding.
Right.
Mm.
But there is also a difference, right, between natural and organic. Mm. Right, because organic, I guess, as much as possible, it is, you know, this has got a shorter shelf life and all that. Because natural, marketing wise, I think it's different for different countries, right?
Mm. It is.
What is natural can be 20%.
Exactly.
And in certain countries, maybe natural is even more or whatever. So the word natural, it can be used as a marketing term, may not be so natural lah.
Yeah,
just be careful.
The only way is to like flip the thing and then look at what's
go on to
there.
Google and then search everything. Yeah. Yeah. One of those really annoying customers. Oh, like, bro,
is this in here? Isn't that in there?
Oh, don't use antiperspirant.
Wow, then you got so many things though. Toothpaste, lozenges. Oh my god, everyone's gonna be smelling.
Gotta watch how
really
you wash,
badly.
Guys.
For four people who are sitting in the studio, I think we need to use antiperspirant.
Anyways, this is moving on up by Primal Scream, BFM 89.9. We gotta take a break, that's why.
Oh yeah.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
And we're back with the Enterprise Biz Bytes team. My name is Jeff, together with Frida, Christine, and Arvin. Just as the promo was mentioning, Enterprise Breakaway is coming up soon. We're going to highlight some events, but because it's a short week, there isn't anything much going on. But we have a few of our internal stuff that's happening. Mm-hmm. And also, it's Merdeka Week. So we are lining up a whole bunch of Merdeka special shows. And here on Enterprise, we just had one. Frida, with you.
This morning was very interesting. We had Sheila Singer from Human Equation. Mm. And of course, it's about personal freedom. This is Merdeka. And of course, Sheila was just coming on talking about how we should set boundaries, right? Of how boundaries at work, boundaries at home. Because visually, there is this thing that takes up our headspace. You know how relatives and in-laws will just want to encroach into...
Oh, especially if they live nearby.
Yeah, so it's like, where do you then draw these boundaries? Right, and so we were talking about those the personal freedom lah. So that's our Merdeka. So that was this morning.
Right, yeah. And then on 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow there is we're having Cooking with Kukos. So Barry Seong will be on the show. We speak to Barry, the founder of Kukos, about preserving Malaysian heritage cuisine, encouraging local labour, and moving towards a Vision 2020.
What's more Malaysian than
nasi lemak? Right? Yeah.
And Christine, what do we have on Wednesday? 10 o'clock.
Right, on Wednesday we have an interview with G.S. Gill, the man, the business, the legacy. Well, not with him, sadly, but with his grandson, I believe, called Mahavir Singh. And we will hear how Tan Sri Datuk G.S. Gill built his sporting goods empire from scratch and how the business continues to thrive more than 70 years later, despite intense competition, the rise in online shopping, and changing consumption patterns.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm more curious about, right? 70 years in business, and, you know, obviously back then it made sense to do a store right in the center of KL. Mm-hmm. I remember it now. Wow, why would you want to go all the way to KL and buy?
We'll find out how this.
You know,
Chakaday.
It's the Chakaday power. There we go. It came from a non-bifler in the studio, all right? Like,
how often do I hear that?
So anyways, as we mentioned, Enterprise Breakaway is happening on September 7th.
Of course, I got to talk about it. Because I think Jeff and I have been around for 7 years.
This. I remember the first one planning.
So anyway, 7 years. Of course, our strategy is, our topic for the theme for this year is back to basics, right? And, you know, we talk about how it's challenging for businesses, and maybe it's time to reflect, re-strategize, and recharge. And it's good September preparing for 2018. We've got amazing lineup speakers from Lebanon. This is a team from Endeavor. We've got a few of these Endeavor Malaysia business people who will be coming on, and we're talking about even marketing to women, how people, you know, just most, how a lot of companies get it wrong when it comes to marketing women. But women make a lot of the decisions and they have the spending power as well. So it's going to be great. Do sign up for it. Go to bfm.my/breakaway if you haven't heard it a million one times. Please do that. Tickets will, it's going to be happening September 7th.
Yeah.
I think we're going to close the booking for it, you know, sometime early next week. So make sure you
don't do the Malaysian thing and wait the last minute. Do it now. You know, you got a long weekend ahead. You know, clear your mind off now. Book it now. bfm.my/breakaway. Mm-hmm. What else is happening later on in the year?
Later on in the year. So this is actually happening.
In the year.
But registration is open now. So this is on the BFM Edge. It's actually happening in November, on the 10th of November. That's a Friday. Starts at 7:30. So this is actually the AI for Good hackathon.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets now. It basically what it is, it's bringing together the best minds in business to build AI or artificial intelligence, enable smart city applications for everyone, you know, especially like the urban poor. And then it will, you know, and disabled and the homeless organizations that support them in Malaysia as well. So you can join this inter-company hackathon to solve society's biggest challenges. The registration ends on 20th September, so that's next month. The companies that decide on their teams and their members can submit their forms to learn at bfmedge.com.
Yeah, so you can go on to bfmedge.com/AI hack for the full list of that event. What's coming up at 1 o'clock later on?
Right, so coming up at 1 o'clock is the Breakfast Grill replay with the former civil servant Tan Sri Ramon Navaratnam and Dato Latifa American Cheong. The Breakfast Grill talks about how far the country has gone in the 60 years since independence with these two former civil servants. They talk about nation building and the strength of our country's institutions.
And remember, if you missed out the podcast earlier that Frida was talking about, and if you can't tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock and 11, and Wednesday at 10 o'clock because you're at work, you can get the app. It's on Apple's iOS App Store and also Google Play, and we are CarPlay enabled as well. Now, it's Motivational Monday, I suppose, the theme. We may have, you know, missed the point completely, but here's Journey with Don't Stop Believing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.